Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Yes, 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 the APA, one of the most underrated tag teams of all time, based on my opinion. Welcome, everybody, to Wrestle Talk in the D with Josh, Kayvon, Martez, Dominic, right here on blogtalkradio.com, presented by Open Talk 313 The Flash. We come to you tonight to talk wrestling. We want to thank the Lord above for giving us another chance to yap our mouths about the things of wrestling, because there's definitely a lot we can touch on today. I don't know what these guys have on their mind, but we're going to shoot from the hip. Let's bring in the crew. What up, Kayvon? What's up, Kayvon?
Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's going on?
Welcome to the party, man. How's it been?
I've been good. I've been good. You know, like I said, every day, just living it day by day.
Amen. Can't go wrong with that. Now we bring in Mr. Exclusive. He's a hardworking man. He's trying to do his best to do great things for the show. Let's bring in Josh. What up, Josh?
What's up, my brothers? How y'all doing today?
Feeling good, man. This was supposed to be our season finale, but I guess that won't be it.
You never know with the show. Our season finale could be 2 days from now. It could be 3 years from now. We don't know.
That ain't, you ain't lying about that, but we're here another Tuesday night. What's been going on with you all? In terms of your view in the wrestling, what we want to talk about tonight?
I wouldn't mind touching up on some more of this Jeff Hardy incident because, some stuff been going. I've been digging. We got some info on that stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah. I definitely want to dive back into that. Plus, I want to talk about Triple H. I don't know how true this is, but it's said that Triple H is basically WWE is only going to allow him to wrestle one more match, and then he's going to retire from in-ring wrestling. So just want to take some time to take a look back at his career and what we thought about his career and what this means for Triple H going forward. Plus, Ric Flair. Ric Flair made a statement over the weekend that Shawn Michaels is the best in-ring performer he's ever worked with and of all time. So if we have time, I want to see if we can talk about that. Kayvon, you got anything you want to discuss this evening?
Okay, so this is funny, but I actually have the Big 4+1 ready on lockdown. Unfortunately, WCW, that Big 4+1 going to have to come at a later date. Don't get me wrong, I did watch a little bit of it, but it wasn't enough to be like, all right, cool, I'm going to do a Big 4+1 on this. So once we come back from our little break, then I'm pretty positive that y'all gonna have a Big 4+1 surrounding W WCW.
Hey, okay, hey, Kayvon, you know, at least you was honest with us, man. And at this rate, we might not have a season finale. We might be doing this every single Tuesday or whenever. We might not have a break. Especially if Dominic is not able, to join us. Now, any other show is different. Like, if he can't join us, we can keep doing it. But for me, I just feel like, you know, it ain't a season finale without all four of us.
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%.
So, well, thank you, Brother Josh. So, without further ado, it's Dick 4 Plus one time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is I, the conversation starts, Kayvon Dennis. And today's Dick 4 Plus one, ladies and gentlemen, is getting hot in the wrestling world. Number one, we have the advocate, Paul Freeman. Yes, I said advocate. I did not say special counsel because of what happened on this Saturday night SmackDown. He came out and started advocating for Brock Lesnar. This Friday night, the prophecy will return to deal with Paul Heyman. I'm Sunday excited. Bobby Lashley, who I'm pretty sure you all heard him or this his name on last week with 4+1, dealing with the WWE Championship match. Ladies and gentlemen, it came through. Bobby Lashley will be in the Fatal 4-Way at Day 1. Then we have Liv Morgan. He, of course, failed the WWE Women's Rumble Championship opportunity, but she will get her rematch at Day 1 against Becky Lynch. Then we got the, one of the fabulous debuts of Friday Night SmackDown, and that is, of course, Diane Lee. She came out to help out my girl, Naomi. That was something. And, of course, I mentioned him before, I'm mentioning him again, Brock Lesnar. Paul Heyman, of course, said the future WWE Universal Championship reign will, of course, go to Brock Lesnar. But is that the case? We don't know. We're going to have to find out at Day 1 when Brock Lesnar goes up against the head of the table again. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Big 4 Plus 1. Tune in probably tomorrow to find out some more stuff or whatever you get back live. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thank you, Big Dog Kayvon. Another home run hitting Big 4 Plus 1 on Wrestle Talk in the D. Yes, you talked about a few things that I kind of want to jump into as long as we're okay with it. I want to talk about this Fatal 4-Way now that Bobby Lashley is inserted in. I do want to talk about Liv Morgan and Becky Lynch as well, and maybe Xia Li all in this first topic. But I don't know about you all, but I'm starting to get the strange feeling that Big E is getting ready to lose that belt, and I'm also getting the strange feeling that Bobby Lashley is going to be your next WWE champion. The way they're doing Bobby Lashley coming out of nowhere and inserting him into this match, it makes me feel like they want to do something big again with Bobby Lashley. And Bobby Lashley's been looking impressive. And I think right now, I think it'd be a smart move to take it off Big E and put it back on Bobby, because Bobby, MVP, that's a hot tandem right there, as well as the other members of the Hurt Business. So I think it's a high possibility that Bobby Lashley can take that championship at Day 1. Have you guys had any thought process in who you think will win that Fatal 4-Way? Because it seems like it's wide open, but I'm really going with Bobby Lashley on this one.
I like Kayvon go.
You are too kind. Well, I will say keep the belt on Big E. Interesting. And the only reason why I say keep the belt on Big E is because, number one, if they're trying to build up, like, one of the greatest faces, it's like how they're doing with Roman, but, of course, with the heel turn, I would say have Big E beat Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley again. So that way it's like, all right, cool. You have a phenomenal wrestler with Big E. And, of course, you know, make the other wrestlers look strong with hitting their finishes and all that. But I say keep the belt on Big E just to see his title reign grow and to have another superstar come up behind him and beat him, possibly another member of the New Day, such as Xavier Woods. I'm just saying.
That's interesting. All right. I'll say it like this. So Seth Rollins, in order to get into the match at day one, had to win a fatal four-way match. And he thought it was going to be a one-on-one. Then they turned it around. They added Kevin Owens. Now they turn it around, and now they're adding Bobby Lashley. So hence, Seth Rollins won a fatal four-way to become the number one contender. Don't be surprised if they let Seth Rollins win the fatal four-way and become the champion, because that's the MO of the WWE lately. We're going to mimic what we're going to do, but we're going to show you what we're going to do before we do it. So that's my take. Now, who I want to win it, I wouldn't be upset if Big E or Bobby Lashley won it. I wouldn't be upset. I think Seth Rollins being champion, it's not his time again yet. And if Kevin Owens is leaving the company, he's not going to get the title. But I believe 100% that adding Bobby Lashley gives Seth Rollins a better chance of getting a clean pinfall on Kevin Owens by sneaking in and just taking out the other two and then pinning Kevin Owens. That's what I think is going to happen, but that's not what I want to happen. Sorry, I got the hiccups. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's some good analysis on there. I don't know why I feel like I heard Dominic laughing for some reason. He's not here. It's just weird that I feel like I hear Dominic. But I think, you know, I think it kind of be cool if Seth Rollins loses Fatal 4-Way and then complain that it wasn't a fair one-on-one matchup, so therefore he keeps that contract and he goes on to face either Roman or, let's say, Big E wins this Fatal 4-Way. And I can see Seth Rollins just saving it for WrestleMania and saving it to take on whoever champion at the time for Raw. So I'm assuming this. I mean, if it's Big E, I want it to be Bobby Lashley, but if it's Big E, I just see Seth Rollins just saving that contract and just basically declaring that he wants to face the champion at WrestleMania. I think that'll be the smartest thing to do. I think that'll be the right time to give Seth Rollins that belt again. Right now is not a good time. So I agree with you when it comes to timing for Seth Rollins, Josh.
Oh yeah.
What do we know? But like I said, Kevin Owens. Yeah, he seemed like he's out the door, which is sad. But
yeah, he been dropping all them bombs too. I mean, he did the lion tamer in the steel cage. He just been dropping bombs left and right. Little hint saying, oh yeah, I'm on my way out. But see, I mean, you can only take so much before you say it's time to go. And
yep.
You know, I mean, reality is WWE can't even fill up an arena anymore.
Nope.
And that's kind of sad because, I mean, oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just getting excited because, and I don't mean to cut you off, but Kayvon and Josh, like, Josh, what you just said, it hit, like, this morning, it hit me that. And I've been in denial for a long time, but WWE, it's time for them to change their ways, man. You know, they need to change up their format, their creative. I'm finally at the point to where I'm realizing that they need to do something different. You know, this ain't about WWE versus the AEW. We lifers, okay? But I haven't watched a full Raw in 3 weeks, a full SmackDown in 3 weeks. Yeah, I've been working, but I usually go home and watch it in the middle of the night, but they got to do better. It's just, I'm not gonna say it's terrible, but it's not up to par with what they can do, you know. So I just think they need to do better.
Yeah. Now, I will say WWE is doing one thing I think that is going to be able to pay off big time, and that's the way they're building up Liv Morgan to be a top babyface in the women's division.
Yeah.
I will say that I do like the way they're doing her story. She's kind of like the little engine that could. You almost get there, but you don't finish.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Josh, I'm also hoping that she loses at day one, and keeps coming back to eventually win at WrestleMania or something like that. So.
Oh yeah, well see, like I said a couple shows ago, the perfect thing for Liv Morgan to do would be beat the odds, win the Royal Rumble, solidify her spot in the WrestleMania match against Becky Lynch, and then give her WrestleMania moment. Everyone deserves at least one WrestleMania moment. I mean, they gave it to Zack Ryder, and then he lost the Intercontinental title literally the next day.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have one better. Since, of course, we heard Liv Morgan say that the only way Becky Lynch can beat her is to cheat, this is hypothetically how WWE should play it out. I don't know if they're going to go this route, but have Money in the Bank, if Becky Lynch is still champion, have Liv Morgan win Money in the Bank. Then, of course, after Becky Lynch has had, like, one of the greatest matchups, of course, we all know that the champion will be not weak, but more like drained. That's when Liv Morgan can come out, cash in, and hit her finisher, and boom. Technically, she didn't cheat. But it's like, all right, cool, I got you at your weakest point. Now I'm champion. Ha, ha, ha. How you like that?
That's a good way of looking at it, but I feel, and I'm not saying you're wrong, because, I mean, it is a good way to look at it. But I feel that if she wins the Money in the Bank and then cashes in after Becky has had a hard-fought match, that kind of cheapens the victory for her. Because she couldn't...
Hold on, Jim.
She had to do it when Becky... Oh. Everything all right?
I mean, everything all right with me. I don't know what happened to Marquez.
But yeah, I think that it would just kind of dampen her achievement of winning it if she does it when Becky Lynch is not at 100%. Because see, they're doing a good job of building up Liv Morgan as one of the top babyfaces, if not the top babyface. On the Raw roster for the women. And it's kind of like, I mean, I get it. Winning the Money in the Bank is a good way to do it. But I just feel if you want 100% true satisfaction in that storyline, let her win it at WrestleMania. That's just my opinion, though.
Okay.
I think we lost our
pace. Hey, guys, this is Russell talking to you. Guys, I have to step off for 2 minutes, so if you can keep the conversation going. I apologize for this for a second week in a row. But I have to step
all right.
off for a moment.
Yeah, but I mean, because if you – yeah, Kayvon, if you look at all the people who've won the Money in the Banks, every single person has literally cashed in that has won the title and cashed in on people who were either A, already in big matches and hard-fought victories. And, I mean, it's cool and all, but to me, the Money in the Bank is kind of like – to me, that's just like a okay, I have I could wait till your answer weakest and then come in opinion. And to me, that's, I mean, life's not fair, obviously, but I get what you're saying. So, but I just feel that with certain people, it would better benefit their career to do it, to win the championship or win big matches when they're both 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And something else that hit me, too, as you was explaining, I don't know if this will happen. Hopefully it will. But, of course, with Bianca Belair and Doudrop, you know, at the end of the day, I hope Bianca Belair would, you know, beat Doudrop, like, once for all in that rivalry. Now, of course, I can't really say this will mess up Liv Morgan's build-up, but it'll be a fun little matchup. Whoever wins the title between Liv Morgan and Becky Lynch, then, of course, we all know that the EST is looking to get her title back, and, of course, she deserves to get her title back. So this could happen, Liv Morgan versus the EST for the Raw Women's Championship, or at WrestleMania having a triple threat match with Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, and Becky Lynch for that title.
That would be an interesting match, yeah. And in that match, Liv Morgan would definitely still be the underdog because she's smaller of the three and, you know, not as well built of the three, but I mean, yeah, that would be, yeah. I mean, and it would continue the storyline. And if Liv Morgan was to win in a triple threat, it would still be it would still be fair because all three women will be at 100%. So I will agree with that. That would be a good match. I would pay good money to see that match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, me personally, the whole Doudrop character, I hope they get rid of the name Doudrop and they give her back her real name, which is Piper Niven. That would be better.
Yeah.
And because when I hear a name like Doudrop and then I see the person and I'm like, this is straight up a comedy act. At least that's what it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just my opinion, though. Yeah.
And
I know.
Completely agree.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just agreeing with you. I completely agree with you. They should give Doudrop her real name. I mean, it worked only because even Marie was there. It was like, okay, cool, Doudrop, ha, 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 cool. But now that even Marie is gone, give her back her real name and let her dominate the women's division.
Yeah. I think Doudrop would be better on SmackDown than Raw, though.
Oh, absolutely. Whoo, man.
Yeah. But you also got to look at it like this. Now that we're getting into Royal Rumble season and WrestleMania season, you got some potential debuts, some potential returns, and some people coming back from injury. I mean, I'm not going to cut short anything that Bayley can do or Asuka. I mean, get any one of the two back, and I guarantee you, whatever roster they're going to be on, that roster is going to be amplified by at least 100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of Bayley, whether she's a face or a heel. I particularly like her better as a heel because, to me, when she's a face, she's just too wholesome. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And Asuka, when Asuka comes back, if WWE was smart, they would bill her as the Empress of Tomorrow like she truly is and not bill her as some second-rate Japanese wrestler or Chinese wrestler or whatever.
Okay. And, of course, somebody else that they need to bring back, which is, of course, I mean, she's been going live on like, Instagram, like, every now and then, but Ronda Rousey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely bring her back. Yeah. But her contract with WWE is actually already up. So in order for her to come back, they would literally have to renegotiate a new contract.
Wow.
I think, call me crazy, but I think Paige will be making a return to the ring in 2022. There's a reason that WWE hasn't let her go. I mean, she hasn't been on TV for the entire year. She hasn't. I believe they have been letting her train and seeing if she can get past to be able to come back to wrestle. If she comes back, she's going to be a hot commodity for the WWE because she could be the wild card in any women's division, whether it be Raw or SmackDown or even NXT.
Okay. Now, somebody else who is actually on TikTok and he's been answering questions from the fans. Notice I said he. And, of course, I believe his contract is up or not. I don't know, Josh, you may have to correct me on that one. But he is known as the man that can shell shock people into existence, and I'm talking about Ryback. He went on TikTok, and he, like I said, he's been answering the questions with the fans, and he said he'll be back shortly. Then, of course, he said if he do get in the ring with Roman, it's going to be a match for the ages. He's going to shell shock Roman and all that good stuff. So Ryback could potentially be back. What are your thoughts on that?
I think if Ryback does come back to the WWE, prominently put him in the Royal Rumble as a surprise entrant. Have him literally feud with everybody. Don't let him know what his, you know, brand is going to be. Let him do him. And then I believe that, you know, that would be a big money match, Roman Reigns versus Ryback. I truly believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing you got. Here's the big issue you have with Ryback. He has to learn how to be more humble because behind the scenes, he was demanding everything. He wanted his own jet. He wanted, you know, like everything. He wanted everything paid for by the WWE and him not have to pay for nothing. And unless he learns humility, yeah, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
You know, but I do believe Ryback in – oh, cool. I do believe Ryback and Roman Reigns would be a big money match, though. That would be a good WrestleMania match.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you all talking about Ryback going back to WWE or just like a fantasy match?
Going back to WWE because he'd been on TikTok and social media, as Kayvon says, and he'd been saying he'll be back real soon, so I said have him be a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble, have him come back and just start smashing people, don't let nobody know what brand he's going to be on, and then let him do his thing.
Yeah, I agree, but I was surprised to hear this because, like, for, like, almost 2 years he's been slamming WWE, talking about he's going to sue them, and he's never going back to that company. But, I'm surprised. Maybe he changed his mind. You never know. But like last 2 years, he's been slamming him. Basically, said he's going to expose WWE. So this is a surprise to me. If he does go back,
Well, look at Bret Hart. He said for years he wasn't going to go back, and he came. I mean, it took him decades, but he came back.
That's true. And it's like WWE is that door. You can never truly close it, you know, because many people have had falling outs with Vince McMahon and that company and came back, you know.
Like, oh, yeah.
I consider CM Punk, when he did the WWE Backstage show on Fox Sports Net, I mean, or Fox Sports One, even though he didn't come back to the actual company, I consider that him coming back to WWE in some kind of way. So anything is possible. So
yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. I'd like to take a moment, though, and talk about, did you guys see Ring of Honor's last pay-per-view ever?
No.
I didn't watch it. Nope. I saw highlights of it, but I didn't watch it in its entirety. But I definitely left feeling kind of sad for the goodbye of the company. But go ahead.
Okay,
and
so I watched. Oh, I'm sorry. I watched the entire pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. And to me, this wasn't a pay-per-view. This was a final goodbye. I truly believe Ring of Honor is done. When it if it comes back, it's not going to be Ring of Honor. It's going to be something else. But I'm thoroughly impressed with the way that they're doing EC3, Braun Strowman, and they fit in to add Killer Cross to that stable. That's a
for
nice
real?
Stable. Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, seriously. Add them to anyone's promotion, and that's a good stable.
That's arguably the most powerful stable. Like, it'll be the most powerful stable in all of wrestling. Like, seriously, like.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, you know, I'm getting – I love the Free the Narrative that EC3 is doing, because he's literally breaking the mold of this is who he is, this is who he's going to be. You take him or you don't. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah.
He's been living.
And
by
I've
that.
Never been. Yeah, but yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, if you really look at it, most, if not everybody, who's been released from the WWE has gone on to do bigger and better things. Look at Zack Ryder. That dude has been in so many different promotions and has made a strong name for himself by going by his real name, Matt Cardona. And the fact of the matter is I truly believe he will be back with the WWE before the end of 2022 or 2023, for the simple fact his star has only risen since he's been released.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Yeah. I completely agree. Zack Ryder is everywhere. Yeah.
All right. So you guys ready for my exclusive?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Go for it.
All right, so my exclusive is not wrestling related, but it is our show related. As of next summer, if things go as planned, and you guys have seen the shirts, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
If things go as planned, we may have some merch available for the audience and fans, if things go as planned. That's the exclusive.
Man, that's one heck of an exclusive. Gosh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Josh, all I got to say is I'm going to let you jump in, Kayvon. For years, we've been talking about doing merch. You've only been here for 2 months, and we finally got it.
Crazy. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, Martez, on the back, it says Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Sweet, sweet, sweet. And that's just one. That's just one design. We have another design getting made as we speak. My wife is upstairs right now working on it as we speak.
Wow. Now y'all know y'all got to take majority of the money that's coming in because this y'all are putting in a lot of work, a lot of work doing this. Just give me 10%. I'll be good.
You know, the funny thing is I talked to my wife and I said exactly like this. I said, you know, the concept, she drew up all the concepts. She thought of everything. Only thing I brought in was the color. So I was like, that, you know, that's going to make that pop. That's going to make that pop, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I said, she can have my half or my portion solely for her. Because she's the mastermind behind the whole design and everything. So, hey, that just rhymed. I'm a poet and didn't know it. But, this is how serious I am about the show, y'all. It's like we had a thought, and, of course, I passed it along to you guys first, and then the thought kind of just started going through our brains and, I mean, it don't necessarily have to be just a black shirt. It could be white. I mean, any color that we want, you know.
Right.
So, but before we do the next, you know, like print and stuff like that, I'm going to share the picture with you guys, and then you guys tell me if this is what you want to go with. You know, the first shirt was kind of like, you know, she's like, hey, we're going to have this made. I was like, okay. She goes, what size you was? I was like, well, you know, I wear 4X. She goes, yeah, you're a big boy. I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, the reality is I have all three of you guys' sizes, and the day after Christmas, your shirts will be available.
Heck yeah, man. I'm happy.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is only the beginning. My wife has a very creative mind. Trust me on that. Yeah. Sure. But let's get back to talking wrestling.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. Thank you, Mrs. Josh Wynn.
It's all good. Yeah. That's what I do for my family.
That's what's up. We feel it, man. We feel it, like. Your enthusiasm for this show is through the roof. I'm sorry, Kayvon, I keep over talking to you. I'm gonna be quiet.
it is okay because I was gonna say in a minute, a very special person is gonna hop in. So, I mean, until he get here, let us talk wrestling.
Now, this show is short tonight. I just want to let you know we're supposed to go 2 hours, but we are probably another like 30 minutes or so.
Ooh, that's
all good. Yeah, let's talk about Triple H. That's a topic you mentioned I do want to get into because, I mean, his career. Straight Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
without a doubt.
You guys remember what his first match was with the WWE, right?
Ooh. Don't say nothing just yet. Thought I knew that, but no, go ahead.
It's that one Asian dude that Lita was manager of when they first debuted. And Triple H pedigreed him, and he landed on top of his head, and he ended his career because of the way he landed.
What?
Yep. That was his first televised show, or match.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, you got to look at it, though. I mean, Triple H... Can you name one era since Triple H debuted in the WWE where he did not have a massive impact?
Honestly, no, man.
Exactly.
You know? Like, I look at Triple H, he's like the ultimate overachiever. And he, well, I want to say this, he's like, he takes advantage of opportunities, you know. And he's been doing that his whole career, from Hunter Hearst Helmsley to being the COO of WWE. He's really taken advantage of what's been put in front of him, you know. I remember when Shawn Michaels left, they gave him the keys to run DX. He did a great job as leader of DX. When Austin and Rock, when they separate ways, and he was the man at the company, he did a really good job. Granted, I felt like he was champion too much, but it is what it is. I feel like Triple H really was a top talent during that time. And then what he's doing with NXT, what he did with NXT, like, what more can you say about him? He basically, if he wanted to, he could leave WWE and start his own thing, and I think he'd do well. And he doesn't get the credit he deserves, in my opinion. Is he the greatest of all time? Of course not, but he's definitely in my top 30 for sure.
Still not Mount Rushmore, though. I look at it like this. Okay, so when he was wrestling on the indies before he actually, you know, got noticed by WCW, and then he went into WCW and wrestled there for like 2 or 3 matches, and then Eric Bischoff and the powers that be said, "We don't see nothing in you, kid, so here you go. Here's your last paycheck and happy endeavors." And then WWE picked him up. And can you name anybody else that would be able to hold a hog splash match or whatever that stuff was called, hog slot match with Henry Godwin? No one could do the things that Triple H does in the ring back then in the Attitude Era. I mean, Triple H, he was definitely one of the top three go-to men of all time during the Attitude Era.
Right.
You look, right. Any time you had him in a ring, whether it be with Triple H, Henry Godwin, Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, I mean, him and Shawn Michaels can tell a story.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Triple H was not afraid to put anybody over like some of these other guys, are nowadays. You know, I mean, just look at it. How many times did Triple H actually lose to Henry Godwin? They fought 4 times. He lost 3 times out of the 4 times they fought. Yeah. I mean, but when they did DX without Shawn Michaels, you guys may hate me for saying this, and I may be wrong, but
yes,
DX, to me, was formed the night it was Triple H, China, X-Pac, and the New Age Outlaws. To me, that's the Generation X.
Oh, it's so easy to disagree with you on that. It's so, I mean, okay, part of me wants to disagree with you on that, but there's another part of me, I get where you're coming from with it. Like DX was, that was DX, you know, those four. When I think about DX, I think about those four before I think about Shawn Michaels and Triple H. So that's why I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt on that tip, because that's true. That's true, you know. Man, there's nothing more I could say on that, but, yeah, that's definitely true.
Now, would you like me to explain why I say that's DX and not Shawn Michaels?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When Shawn Michaels and Triple H and China and Rick Rude were DX, you had an enforcer, and then you had the female enforcer. Triple H lost 97% of his matches when it was just him and Shawn Michaels as DX. And Shawn Michaels was champion for a majority of that time. And the only reason Shawn Michaels kept winning was because Triple H kept interfering, or China kept interfering. So it was like China and Triple H were playing second fiddle to Shawn Michaels because they were the WWE was protecting Michaels for the simple fact, you know, they didn't see nothing in Triple H at that time.
Right. Right.
So to me, to me, in the beginning stages of DX, Triple H was just the Marty Jannetty of that era.
Absolutely.
Shawn Michaels.
Absolutely.
And then you take the DX where Triple H took charge. That is literally when you started seeing Triple H as this dude's going to be something bigger than what most people expect. And I started getting excited about that because I was like, you know, you had him playing the Blue Blood. You had him playing all these other characters, getting slopped every Monday or Friday, you know, losing a majority of his matches to now they gave him a mic. If you ask me, he dropped the first pipe bomb in the WWE, not CM Punk, because he spoke from the heart and he meant a lot of the stuff he said straight to the people he was saying it to. So to me, that was DX. You had the attitude, you had the look, you had the manpower, the star power. I mean, you had everything. That's why that was DX to me. The other thing was just the Rockers 2.0.
Man, Josh. Wow. Kayvon, I know you wanted to say something. I'm going to step off for a moment.
Okay, I'm going to say, because you are not, you are about to miss out on your favorite person. Well, okay.
Oh, I'm not stepping off like that. I mean, I don't want to keep over-talking you. Or am I doing that? I don't know what's going on.
Compared to this person, we're going to see what this person has to say about you over-talking me or not. We're going to find out. Ladies and gentlemen, this character is, of course, new to some, but is old to others. I know this character is probably Martez's favorite second character. Of course, the first one is Cool K. I don't care whatever he says. This man is terrified, and his appearance will be even more terrified. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Savage Warrior.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I am here, I am back, and I'm coming with a vengeance on WrestleMania week. You will all see my new look. As far as tonight goes, Triple H is, of course, the man, the legend himself. Triple H has done many, many things in the WWE, and of course, Martez, how you are not overstepping your boundaries. So with that being said, I'm here.
Well,
wow.
If that didn't, that was cold. I felt the cold chill running down my spine when that man was here. And well, you guys heard it on WrestleMania week. He will be appearing. Most terrified, of course, his outer appearance is something else. And the only man that has seen him so far is Martez and my other brother. And I promise you today, I think Martez was scared. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm still sweating my boots, Kayvon. Really, I am. No more Savage Warrior, man. No more Savage Warrior.
Now, we're going to have to put Crazy J and Savage Warrior in a tag team.
The Savage Warrior, he's coming for blood, man. WrestleMania is supposed to be a festive night, but it seems like it's going to be a lot of bloodshed.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be festive. It's going to be raining blood.
That, hey, that blood, I remember that time, what was that, Kane, that, the blood Kane placed on Stone Cold. You remember that, Josh and Kim?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, wow.
That's crazy.
Where do we go from here? You know what, guys? I think I want to propose this tonight. Royal Rumble week is going to be pretty busy for all of us probably, but it'll be definitely cool if we can do a show. I know we talked about this privately, but do a show for the Royal Rumble, a pre-show. Maybe a half hour.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
we should do it in person, you know.
That works for me.
Okay.
And that works for me as well.
Sounds good.
Sure.
Do we want to talk about Jeff Hardy before we end?
Yes.
We got 5 minutes to go.
Everybody and their mama's like, Jeff Hardy this, Jeff Hardy that. Okay, so a second video has popped up online where Jeff Hardy was literally walking through the crowd, taking pictures with people, walking straight, walking normal, not drunk, not high. This mother scratcher, I want to say the other word, but I'm going to say scratcher. This mother scratcher did what he did to get out of his contract. Now he's got 5 concerts he's going to be doing, starting with Chicago, ending in Des Moines. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, first off, nobody wants to hear Jeff Hardy sing. They want to see this dude wrestle. But now he's losing so many fans because of the stupid shenanigans he's done to get out of his WWE contract. And when his thing is up, he has clearly said on Matt Hardy's Twitch, AEW, All Elite, let's go. Oh, come on, man. I'm done with that, bro. I'm done with that dude.
Yeah, I think I lost respect for him too, man. Like, how do you do that, man? That's how you go do a company that made you relevant. You know, this is how you do that company. And I just think that's horrible, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Did y'all just say that Jeff Hardy is going to AEW?
Yes.
Well, another reason for me to tune in and go to sleep. I'm sorry, Jeff.
I was about to say, Kayvon, make sure you got your pillow and cover ready because you ain't never seen Jeff Hardy again.
Well, yeah. This time I'm at my pillows, covers, and a glass of warm milk with me.
Yeah. I mean, in reality, though, so me and my wife are sitting down here watching, because I always, you know, we do the show, I'm always in the asylum, I'm always in my man cave. So me and my wife are down here watching stuff about wrestling because, you know, I got to keep up with it and not just watch the programs, but I got to, you know, so I can keep up and come up with my exclusives and stuff. And it says, Jeff Hardy speaks, embraces silence. I told my wife, I said, look, if this fool says anything about AEW, I'm done. And that's the first thing that came out this man's mouth. I'm like, you know what, whatever. Yeah. I'm a passionate person about wrestling. And at the end of the day, wrestling and movies and my wife, not particularly in that order, but whatever, you know, it's like, I don't like backstabbers. And to me, that's exactly what happened with Jeff Hardy. And once I feel like you stabbed me in the back, whether you're, if I know you or not, fact of the matter is I'm done with you.
I agree. I agree. Like, I don't know. Do anybody know when his contract was up? Because, like, you couldn't have waited. Because I feel like he didn't have that much time to go on his contract.
His contract was going to be up in April, but now that he's been let go, his non-compete clause ends in March.
Okay, okay. Wow.
Yeah. But on a side note, on a completely different matter about wrestling, have you guys ever seen that show Stars on Stars called Heels?
No.
No, but I did hear about it.
All right, so it's about wrestling, and I met Alexander Ludwig at Motor City Comic Con this past year, or this year, and he's one of the main stars of the show, and he has been tuning in. He has reached out to me. He enjoys our show. He said sometime in the very near future, he will be calling in as his persona from Hills. So make sure you check out at least one episode of Hills, so when he calls in, you know who he is.
Oh, really?
Wow, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's a good guy, you know, and I've been reaching out to some other local companies and federations, seeing seeing if we can't get some interviews with some people. So
that'll be nice.
Oh yeah. Anyway. But of course all this will come in the new year though. So.
Oh yeah. Thank you, Josh, for all the work that you're doing, man. Seriously. Thank you.
Yeah. It's a passion. Like I said, if I cried I'd probably have a tear in my eye, but I don't cry.
And that's our goal next season, Kayvon, is try to get Josh to cry, even if he's crying laughing.